Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Florida State 37 yards away from a pot of gold. Miami 17, Knowles 13. Miami two timeouts. Florida State two timeouts.
Blackman off a play fake. Looking for the end zone. Fires. Got a man. Wide open. Touchdown. Florida State on and tape. On and tape with a 20-yard touchdown and sheer delight around Doak Campbell Stadium and desolation for Miami with 1:24 to go. Florida State 19, Miami 17.
The National Hurricane Center is now issuing watches and warnings and a track.
Tallahassee also remains in trouble this morning.
Miami will start at the 25-yard line.
You want to go down in history, Malik Rozier? Now's the time to do it. This is when the heroes are made. This is when the script is written.
75 yards away. Florida State 20, Miami 17. Biggest third down of the year right here. And they get one down the middle. Rozier pedals back to throw against a blitz. Steps up, fires, caught by Braxton Berrios at the 42-yard line, and it's a first down. A knee-high catch by Berrios got away from Kyle Myers, 17 yards, and a first down with 1:08 to go.
Braxton Berrios, win, lose, or draw, you are a hero today.
It's been too long. You know, it was 7-0, and I mean, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, just when we thought we had them, they came back, and we're up in the last minute. And I mean, what can I say? Big-time players make big-time plays and big-time games.
On a third down, Rozier's going to throw for it. Looking, throws. Berrios has got it on the right side of the 30-yard line. He's at the 25, tiptoes the sidelines, and out of bounds.
Stops your clock.
Out of bounds at the Florida State 23-yard line with 11 seconds to go in the game. You have one timeout left and 11 seconds. You got Langham in the game. You give him one chance to catch it.
Been the first time he's caught one since Bethune-Cookman.
11 seconds to go in the game. Canes trail by three. Snap. Rozier throws, Langham, he's got it, into the end zone, touchdown, it's a touchdown, Darryl Langham at the pylon on the right side of the end zone, 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Dome. Miami has the lead, 23-20. There's a Hurricanes hero right now. It's Rozier and Darryl Langham.
Add a name to the legend of Miami and Florida State.
Miami wins the game! Miami wins the game!
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
We ballin', boy!
That bass will kill your speaker there right now. That's excellent. And with the Michael Irvin at the end.
That was good.
Oh, Irv. Hopefully we can have him on Monday if there was a victory. Have to see if there's a victory or not. That was done by the very talented Victor Bermudez. And you will hear the Hurricanes game tomorrow on 560 The Joe, 3:30 kickoff. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to here. Let me get to the code word first. This is your final one. This is it. Contest is going to go away for a while.
Text in.
Be a winner.
$1,000.
You want to be a loser, you want to be a winner.
Winner.
Text the word weekend We are almost at the weekend. Text the word weekend right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word weekend right now to 72881. You can win $1,000. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. If you don't win this time, you're going to have to wait till we do it again. So text the word weekend to 72881. Do you have what Victor created for the beginning of tomorrow's broadcast? So I always enjoy this. You know, it's a little sneak preview, but Vic likes when we do it because it's only going to get played once. So picture it's tomorrow. You're wearing your Hurricanes gear that you got at Caneswear, by the way, and you're ready for kickoff, 3:30. I'm telling you, this game tomorrow could change the direction of Manny Diaz's narrative for the season, because when it's all said and done, he could look back and say, we went through some adversity, but we did beat FSU. We went to a bowl game. Like, there's some real positives. But when you can start it with, we did beat FSU, that was the one thing that hung around Al Golden's neck, right? His entire career. You can't beat FSU. Can't beat the rival.
You got to be able to beat your rival.
So if they win, it's a different season for Manny Diaz and for Hurricanes fans. So picture it's, 3:30 tomorrow, it's kickoff. Here's what you're going to hear on the Miami Hurricanes radio network to get it underway.
Walsh takes, looks, throws. Irvin, yes, 50, 45, down to the 30, the 20. He scores! Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
Three times before, wide right. Waldy Wade, snap is low. Kick is up, and it's going to be...
No good! No good! It's wide left.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You got to touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You got to be possessed with the dream.
Gore has the hole right side. He's at the 15, 10, great Gore, touchdown!
That's the special way I fold my flag. And I push your head if it's about that cash. Give me a dickie, I don't need an outfit. Got a 305 fitting just to match my kicks.
First and goal from the 13-yard line of Florida State. Dorsey drops back, has time, throws out the middle. Cut, touchdown, Hurricanes! Jeremy Stocky, the Canes take the lead! Dorsey fakes the handoff. Throws, middle of the end zone, caught, Andre Johnson, rock and roll, touchdown, Hurricanes.
On first down, watch Jimmy Graham on the left side, Harris the throw. He's looking down the middle, throw, he's got a man, wide open, it's caught for a touchdown. Travis Benjamin from Ja'Cory Harris, Miami strikes first.
That's the special way I fold my flag, and I'll push your head if it's about that cash. Give me a ticket, I don't need an outfit. A 305 fitting just to match my kicks. Yeah, cause I'm live, the other side, and I said twice, the other side. Yeah, this dick smelling like a pound, and if you really want it, you can get it right now.
Florida State from their own 29, a minute 12 to go. Lee under center, play fake. Backing up the throw.
Got
the pressure, the ball's loose.
Get it, Benjamin. Get it.
Up by McCarthy. He's got it at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Colin McCarthy. Miami's going to win on the road. Colin McCarthy scoops it up. There's orange in the end zone. It is incomplete. Miami wins. Incomplete. There's pandemonium. Miami has won their first game. 38-34.
That's the special way I fold my flag. And I'll push your head if it's about that cash. Give me a ticket, I don't need an outfit. A 305 fitting just to match my kicks. Yeah, cause I'm live, the other side. And I said twice, the other side. Yeah, this dick smelling like a pound. And if you really want it, you can get it right now.
Yo, you don't really want it, cause you can really get it. You can catch me in that dicky or that 305 fitting. Ain't worrying about a
bus.
Ain't worrying about.
Anytime you put trick in, you feel it. People are texting in, man. Somebody texted in, OMG, I won the 3 o'clock password. Is that true? I mean, we'll get an email at some point, right? I don't know if the texter is just screwing with us or not, but somebody says, OMG, I just won the 3 o'clock passcode. And they'd probably find out right about now. So that would be cool.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. Let's get headlines real quick here with Alejandro Solana as we're all feeling the buzz of UMFSU tomorrow.
UMFSU is tomorrow,
baby. Let's go, Papa. Ho-ho! There you go. There they go. UMFSU. You're not going up to Tallahassee for the game, Solana?
I'm not going up to Tallahassee for the game, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's one of those seasons. I'm telling you, it's just one of those seasons. Like, I'm hyped, and we need this win, and it's going to be great, and I will be planted in front of my TV, but
season
could have been a whole bunch of different. Whole bunch of different. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Sunday, Adam Gase, Crazy Eyes, makes his return to Hard Rock Stadium. That's at 1 p.m. on
Ole Ass Eyes Bowl.
The Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
All right.
The Heat are off until Sunday, but they will have James Harden and Russell Westbrook coming into town. We'll find out what this young group of guys is really made of.
Will you be going to the game on Sunday?
I will be there, Section 115, as always.
There you go. Heat and Rockets Sunday, American Airlines Arena. Then they go on a road trip for a little while, so enjoy it while you got it. 4-1, Miami Heat.
Yep, 4-1. And I don't know if you guys are too interested in this, but tomorrow is a big local fight for a lot of people. You heard Jim Rome talking about it before. You have Masvidal versus Diaz. Masvidal, of course, Gamebred being the local guy.
Miami guy.
And Diaz brothers are crazy.
Yep. And Udonis Haslam, I think Brendan Tobin had him like endorsing Masvidal. Like, we're going to do what Miami's going to do. So, yeah, a lot of people be watching that. What happened?
I forgot I still had Rocky Like a Hurricane.
All right. There you go. At least you brought it in at a terrible time.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. And finally, I tried to get this in earlier, but it's the 40th anniversary of the Happy Meal. So next weekend, McDonald's is bringing back a bunch of retro toys. It's going to include a Beanie Baby, a Tamagotchi, and a Furby.
Wow. Man, you guys don't remember when the Beanie Babies at McDonald's were all the thing, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do remember
I was
that?
A kid still.
You don't remember that, do you, Solana?
My sister has a whole box of Beanie Babies still to this day.
From McDonald's, though? Like, not just because Beanie Babies were a popular thing.
Tiny ones.
But the little tiny Beanie Babies that were in the McDonald's Happy Meals?
Yeah, I remember Furbies and Tamagotchis. Those were huge.
But I'm not talking about remembering them as toys. I'm talking about remembering them when they were in the Happy Meals.
In the little box, yeah.
Those McDonald's Beanie Babies, yep. I mean, people were flying all over town to get the next Beanie Baby because the McDonald's would run out of them.
Yes, and they would have certain ones, certain places. Yep. You'd have to go to get the full collection. Yep. I remember that.
So your sister, didn't you tell me once that your sister had a collection of those?
No, thanks. Alana just said that.
But didn't you say once that your sister had a – he said his sister had – oh, she had the Beanie Babies?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think they're from McDonald's, though.
But didn't you tell me once that your sister – someone I know –
bro, this is real. This is fact. Broke people don't collect.
That's a good point.
Like, that's a rich person
but
thing.
But your dad was in the NFL.
Yeah, and his most money he ever made, his best year, was right at $100,000.
But that was rich back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, then he got locked up. And legal fees, like, nah, no, you can't collect when you don't got no money.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tell my mom, we got to go to McDonald's every day to get the beanie bag collection. Bop, 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 bop. Whoa, I'm sorry. Oh, mommy. Beanie baby collection. Get our ass whooped over a Beanie Baby. I'm not taking no more ass whoopings.
Do that again? Mom, I want to go get the Beanie Baby at McDonald's.
Bah, 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 bah. No, sorry. I'll take a cube steak. Medium well.
All right. So what are they doing for it, did you say?
Bringing back retro toys.
But, like, are they doing special prices? Like, are they doing the prices back to 19 or 40 years ago?
No, I'm not sure if they're lowering prices, no.
Because they changed the Happy Meals, you know? Happy Meals used to be a good darn McDonald's meal. Now they mess it up with apples and juice, you know.
Well, now it's like a kid's meal, though, right? Like, was a Happy Meal always a kid's meal even, like, a couple years ago, 30 years ago, whatever?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You're saying like it used to be a good meal. Like,
right. It used to be a real McDonald's meal. Now they've got to make it, you know, it's so politically correct now. Thank you, Democrats. That's what people always texted me. But, you know,
apples?
You can't have fries anymore. You got to put the apples in.
That's just an option, though.
Like, yeah,
fries,
but like you have to go I want the fries. I want the Coke with it. I want to trade out the apple slices for a milkshake. Like, you know, it's a whole thing now.
I didn't know it was that hard to order a Happy Meal.
Well, I don't order Happy Meals anymore.
You probably could fill you up with your eating habits.
1982, the Playboy Channel debuted.
You know what? Back when I was a kid, the Happy Meals weren't gender divided. You get whatever damn toy you get.
You know, I think you're right.
You didn't. There was no.
I think you're right. You couldn't say right. Do you want
dinosaurs.
The boy toy or the girl toy?
Bro, the next box up. That's you.
It's a Barbie. Have fun.
Okay. Right. Now that's an army man. Painter green. For real, there wasn't no gender Happy Meals when I was a kid.
All right, what else? You got weather?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is sunny, 87 degrees currently. Tonight's dew point will be 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes. What happened?
What a dramatic pause after the weather.
The dew point tonight. I don't even...
78?
Go ahead.
Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand prize Mercedes-Benz giveaway Saturday, November 30th.
The dew point. Somebody says, bang up job mentioning the Panthers game tomorrow, flagship. Panthers host the Red Wings tomorrow at the BB&T Center.
I think I mentioned it the last two. I apologize. Right. I didn't get to it.
All right.
Sorry. I'll have it at 5.
What do you have? What are you showing me?
A piece of paper with a read on it.
But I'm supposed to do Caneswear here.
Oh. What time is it again? Big ass clock.
That's why I want to know why you were showing me something. You want to pass me a note?
Is that a 4?
Right? Isn't it my turn, Salah?
Yeah, it's you. It's you.
Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us next. If you have a fantasy football call, question. I'm waving my paper at him now.
Your turn, big man.
Well-oiled machine. You threw us off with the dew point. If you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, you could line it up right now. 786-360-0790. We'll bang through a few of them, and then I'm going to ask him Halloween candy questions. 786-360-0790. If you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. Let me talk about Caneswear here because we just hyped you up for Canes FSU. And I told you I was at Caneswear on Monday because we did our show in Davie, and we'll do our show Monday in Davie, and hopefully I can go celebrate a UM victory at Caneswear before we do the show from Twin Peaks. Caneswear in Davie is the place for you if you bleed orange and green. More than a store, it's an experience. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel. They've got hundreds of different t-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats. They've got it in all sizes, men's, women's, kids, babies, even pets, even beanie babies. They might have beanie babies over there. They have a little bit of everything over there. They're your tailgating headquarters. They've got tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They will get you ready for game days. Caneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. Got an amazing selection. Like I said, every time I walk in there, I'm amazed by how much stuff they have. They've got a whole bunch of Dolphins gear as well. If you're a Dolphins fan, you want to get some Dolphins gear for Sunday, you go to Caneswear in Davie. If you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow night, they got the Panthers gear at Caneswear in Davie. They've got it all. Caneswear, it's 2511 South University Drive in Davie. And, of course, the website is always open, caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. Going to talk some fantasy football with Jamie Eisenberg next on Hockman and Crowder. Cool remix. Solana shines on Perreo Friday. Waits all week to get here. All right, it's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Jamie Eisenberg going to join us momentarily to answer your fantasy football questions. If you have a fantasy football question, you could line it up right now. 786-360-0790.
Down in South Florida, a bunch of people got boats. I got to tell you about my friends at Complete Marine. They're located at 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. If you love boats, you got to check out their Nautic Star boats. They are beautiful. Featuring Yamaha outboard motors as well as certified Mercury and Suzuki outboard dealer as well. They got all the boats and motors. They actually have 100 boats right there on the lot. If you're looking for a newer pre-owned boat, looking to trade or sell your current boat, there's 100 boats right there, 100 trailers right there. And if exactly what you want is not in stock, they'll find it for you. They are a full-service waterfront facility just west of Lake Santa Barbara, state-of-the-art fuel dock. They got the store, the ice, the wine, the beer. They have the great fuel. They'll set you up at Complete Marine. They service most inboard and outboard motors, including Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, Merc Cruisers, Volvo Diesels, and they will give you a complete gas and diesel pre-purchase inspection by those certified technicians. Back in the garage, the technicians are amazing. 100 years of combined experience. They know exactly what you need. Give them a call. 954-567-BOAT. That's 954-567-2628 or visit CompleteBoat.com. And right now, the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show's going on. Right as we speak, through November 3rd, Complete Marine will be exhibiting at the Sailfish Pavilion, the same exact location as last year. They will have that 2020 Nautic Star 32SX. It is beautiful. I'm going to try to talk my wife and let me get one. They're out near the waterfall. Between the Sailfish Pavilion and the Convention Center, they'll have all the variety of 2020 models, amazing Yamaha motors. That's all I mess with are the Yamis with those Nautic Star boats. Yamaha deals will be had out there, so get over there and see my boy Dave's. His amazing sail team, it's located at the Sailfish Pavilion at the boat show. Fort Lauderdale Boat Show going on right now. From bottom to repower, we do it all at Complete Marine.
All right, Jamie Eisenberg, he is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com, and he's with us now. Hello, Jamie.
Your clock must be broken, huh?
What? I mean, it's 4:29. What time did I tell you?
4:15. I mean, you know, it's
429, 415. I mean,
Jamie, you need a lead up, Jamie. You're Jamie Eisenberg.
Right. We were trying to give you the appropriate lead up. Anyway, we used all our time talking about nonsense last segment. So we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds about right.
Mike, Mikey,
on par.
Mikey on the pike, on the turnpike. Go ahead.
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
PPR. Hello?
Yep, PPR.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, PPR. I need a tight end. David Fells or Jimmy Graham, and then LeSean McCoy or Jerome Williams.
Or who?
Jerome Williams.
Jamal Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what PPR means?
Points per something.
That's probably what. It would be S. PPS. Close. That's what that would be.
What is it?
Point per reception. I would go with Darren Fells.
It's amazing how many years I've been doing this with you, and I do not know what a PPR league is. And I don't know what the other type of league is. Like, they go, this is a PPR league. I don't know what the other
half PPR.
It's really tough. It's
non-PPR.
Really tough.
Standard.
Non-PPR.
He's special, Jamie.
I go
he's
Darren
special.
Fells.
Do people actually read your stuff, Jamie? I mean, I don't know. I've never never clicked across it.
I actually haven't worked at CBS in years. You guys just keep having me on. It's crazy. I'd go with Darren Fells. We saw a spike in targets for him last week with Will Fuller out, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game against the Jaguars. And then Jamal Williams, I think, is in a better spot with LeSean McCoy. It's just the Chiefs can't run the ball right now.
All right. And that's for PPR players, correct?
That's for PPR players, yeah.
Lucky the Bookie, our old friend Lucky the Bookie. Give us a winner.
Oh, Lucky the Bookie. Jets, defense, or the Vikings? Take the Gators and Utah. Goodbye.
Jets defense or what did you say? The Vikings. I think.
Yeah, I think the Vikings are safer. You know, the Jets are so beat up defensively. I know, you know, the play has always been against the Dolphins offense almost all season long just because they've been so turnover prone and don't score a lot. But the Jets defense is just so bad. So I'd stick with the Vikings defense, even even though the Chiefs are at home, I don't think Mahomes is going to play, so they should be able to take advantage of Matt Moore.
Does it make you nervous at all, Crowder, that Rob Pizzola likes the Gators, Lee Sterling likes the Gators, and Lucky the Bookie also likes the Gators?
It gives me some excitement.
I'm telling you. What about you? Didn't you go to Florida, Jamie?
I did. Yeah, I'm excited as well.
Are you picking the Gators? Gators to win over Georgia?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Russ in Boca.
His name is a winner.
You're on with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie. Russ Cohn from Boca Raton. Longtime emailer, first time caller.
Very official sounding.
Okay. Hey, Hilton, I believe, is out, right? Is that the word? T.Y. Hilton is out?
T.Y.
Hilton is out, yes. And maybe out for a couple weeks.
Okay. Chris Conley or Darren Fells, PPR?
Yeah, I think if D.D. Westbrook's out for the Jaguars, I like Chris Conley a lot. You know, he's got 14 targets last 2 weeks, 7 catches, over 180 yards and a touchdown. And the Texans are just so beat up defensively. So Conley might be the play even if Westbrook plays. But if Westbrook's out, I think that makes it easy. Otherwise, it's a little bit more of a toss-up.
Even in a PPR?
Even in a PPR, non-PPR, half PPR, any PPR.
D.C. Rob, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
What up, Hawk? What up, Lamar?
Lamar Luttrell.
An Omega Moo.
Hey, you still my boy, Crowder.
I
need two for PPR. I got DJ Moore, Sammy Watkins, DK Metcalf, Danny Amendola, or Deshaun Jackson. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, I like DK Metcalf. We've seen his targets go up the last 2 weeks without Will Disley in there, and just got a good matchup against Tampa Bay. And then Amendola has been fantastic the last 2 weeks. It's kind of been an extension of the run game with Kerryon Johnson going down. So I think given the scoring format, those two are your best bets.
Do you have any fantasy questions for Jamie?
Yeah, no, I got some off the text line. Jamie, it's crazy. It's like six different people trying to sit Lamar Jackson, I'm guessing because he's playing the Patriot defense. Are you worried for Lamar playing the Pats, who are historically good right now?
I mean, I'm concerned given what the ceiling is, but I think he's going to be able to make some plays. You know, coming off their bye week, they're at home. You know, I think his rushing floor gives him a good opportunity to still put up good numbers. So I'm not running away from him, no.
Okay, I got a couple for you so Hawk can get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of Lamar. I got Lamar or Carr?
I still go Lamar Jackson there.
Lamar or Kurt Cousins?
Yeah, still Lamar Jackson.
Lamar or Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's easy to go Russell Wilson. I think he's got a much better situation against Tampa Bay.
Lamar or Josh Allen?
I still stick with Lamar there, too.
Golden Tate, DJ Moore?
Still Lamar Jackson. It was Golden Tate or who?
Golden Tate or DJ Moore.
Yeah, I stick with Golden Tate.
McLaren or Curtis Samuel?
I don't think Curtis Samuel is 100%. He missed practice on Friday, but I would try and find somebody else instead of McLaurin just because Dwayne Haskins is starting, and that was a disaster every time he stepped on the field so far. So go see if somebody like Chris Conley is available. Danny Amendola could be available in some leagues. You know, I just try and stay away from both those guys if you can.
And what is the guy from the 49ers, Debo something?
Debo Samuel, yes.
I love him. Should I love him as much as I do? He's just evil. And he's never happy during the game. Have you watched him? Like, he's a good receiver, but he has
so
much
question.
He has
I love
so much
him.
Anger in him. Should I go get Debo?
Should I love him?
I probably would find somebody else just because Emmanuel Sanders looks to be like just the guy there. And he's apparently angry. I haven't seen the facial expressions, but maybe you could do like what the Bears are doing and have him watch himself on the sidelines and see his facial expression.
Lamar Jackson or Pusha T?
Oh, you never go wrong with Pusha T.
You have any fantasy questions, Solana?
Yeah, Jamie, I'm still starting Jimmy Graham in my league. I don't know why. Like, what's another good tight end that might still be available?
Darren Fells.
I think the Dolphins just activated Clive Wolford.
Hey, there you go.
Don't do that. So, Darren Fells.
Don't do that.
Jonnu Smith, local kid, went to FIU, playing well in place of Delanie Walker. Cameron Brate, I think he's going to have a good opportunity against Seattle. But, yeah, Jimmy Graham's just been frustrating, especially now with Devontae Adams back. So I think his targets go down even more.
All right, you done with Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay, here is the important stuff. Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter for all your fantasy advice at Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. But he also gives us decisions not just on players, but on things. And yesterday was Halloween, and every year, as is tradition, I will give you two candies. You tell us which one is the correct answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Milk Duds or Whoppers?
Whoppers.
Yeah, it's a tough one because they're both terrible.
Yeah.
100 Grand Bars or Almond Joy?
I'll go 100 Grand Bars.
Of course. 100 Grand Bar over anything. Milky Way or Milky Way All Caramel?
I'm not a big caramel fan, so I'll go Milky Way.
Really? Okay, so now that's your first wrong one. M&M's Plain or M&M's Peanut?
You can't go wrong here, but I'll go Peanut.
That is actually wrong. I'm sorry. M&M's Plain is the M&M's Plain is the answer. Yeah, M&M, that's the only way to have an M&M.
What?
Yeah, let's be honest. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, wow, surprising answer, and I agree with you. Three Musketeers or Twix?
I'm going to go Twix.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I think you made the right choice there. Hershey Bar or Heath Bar?
Oh, Hershey Bar.
Right, that was a trick question. Skittles or Fun Dip?
I'll go Skittles.
Skittles. We know Crowder loves Skittles. That's his go-to. Butterfinger or a bag of dirt?
Have you tried the new Butterfinger yet?
I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'm curious. Hopefully it'll be better than the old one.
Right, so bag of dirt.
But is it peanut butter or is it that crumply crap orange
that
crap?
That crumply crap orange crap. A bag of dirt. I'm telling you, you would take the bag of dirt over the Butterfinger, wouldn't you?
You can grow something in it.
If it was wrapped up, you wouldn't probably know the difference.
Right. Sweet tarts or candy corn?
Sweet tarts. Can't go candy corn.
Right. Snickers or Baby Ruth?
Let's go Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Payday or Nestle Crunch?
Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch. And finally, what do you think of a house that gives away little canisters of Play-Doh?
They should have the Play-Doh thrown at their house.
Yeah, that's what I think. Really? Dr. Chuck Metzger posted on Twitter yesterday that his kid came back with a little, you know, he pictured all the candy, but there was a little canister of Play-Doh in there.
Entertainment more than just sugar.
Right, so I couldn't decide, is that unique and, losing things off my microphone. Is that unique and inspired, or is that really a terrible Halloween treat?
It's just you're being too cute. Yeah, just give candy.
Right. Yeah, just give candy. The Play-Doh. Get over yourself.
The crowd.
Get over yourself.
Y'all are sheep.
You have anything else? Anybody have anything else for Jamie?
Just the month you turned 60?
I think it was the, yeah, that's cute. It's the month I turned 50. 50, Jamie.
It's all the same.
50.
All the same.
Yeah, it is all the same when you get up there.
Don't go off the looks, Jamie.
I'm not even lying. God, then it's 40, Jamie. 40. Wasn't it worth the wait?
I mean, for Channing, yes. You.
Oh, Florida Gators. Oh,
yes,
everybody
sir.
Get together.
Gators unite.
Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com guru. Thank you, Jamie.
You got it, guys. I'll talk to you at, 4:50 next week?
Yeah, he knows my routine. All right, there you go. That was Jamie Eisenberg. We're just 20 minutes away from the real deal on Perreo Friday. I mean, people are texting in already. They can't wait.
This weekend, if you want to go somewhere special, how about you try the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret? It's special. Voted a best adult club in the country. I've been going to Tootsie's for 15 years. Trust me, it's awesome. 64,000 square feet of adult fun, a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar. Watch all the games there, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever you want to watch is there, and the pay-per-view fights. And there's no extra charge for those fights. Hundreds of TVs are in there. Go check out one of them. I know exactly what you want to watch is going to be on one of those TVs. I've tested it a number of times, and there's no need to watch commercials or any of the undercards on fights. You turn your head a foot to the left or right, and you're going to see one of 150 aside South Florida's most beautiful women at Tootsie's. Tootsie's open daily from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours for us, and you got to get over to happy hour. Make it your lunch spot. Happy hours from noon to 8 p.m. Half-price drinks. No cover. You just walk on in, and the food is amazing during happy hour, but all the way through the day. The fried lobster is something people still ask me about that haven't lived in South Florida for years. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burger, the cheesesteak. It is all delicious. And if you stop by before or after going to the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you get in for free. Come hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful women. Bring your ticket stub or ticket from the Hard Rock Stadium game, and you get in for free. And it's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It's Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details. And when you go over there, you're probably going to see me.
All right, going to take a quick break here. Come back more Football Friday on Hockman and Crowder. Well, we're going to do it party style in just 13 minutes. We have a bunch to get to, though, in the next hour and 13 minutes on this Football Friday, including the Dan Day recap. And then before you know it, it's going to be time for John Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill-Off.
It's coming. It's the 10th annual this year, the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival. It's always at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. It is Saturday, November 9th, next weekend. Don't miss the Seminole Hall Rock Hotel and Casino Gridiron Concert. It's at 7 p.m., and it's starring music, country music star Brett Young. It's powered by Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB's Underground Music. Tickets are just, they start at $49. It's going to be a great time. And also the grill-off. I love the Grand Grill-Off. Features 22 Miami Dolphin legends. Pair with 22 local high-end culinary restaurants. They serve great food and thirst-quenching signature cocktails. You got to be 21 over to attend, and all Gridiron festivities start at noon on that Saturday. Athletes include Mark Duper, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, OJ McDuffie, myself, Sean Wooden, and many more, and restaurants making the food, Beach House Pompano, Naked Taco, Grill 401, Oceans 234, S3, that's who I'm paired with. It's a great time. It's the 10th annual. This is a special one. Check out the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Wine, Food, and Music Festival. It is November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. Tickets, or for more information and tickets, click gridirongrilloff.com. And all event proceeds benefit the Offerdahl Handoff Foundation. That's gridirongrilloff.com. Come holler at us. Hawk's going to be there. Solana, you going? You going to come out? Solana's going. I'm going to be in my tent winning awards like usual. It is a great time.
Man, we love ourselves some John Offerdahl. He is very good to the show, very good to the community. Puts out some very good food.
Yes.
John Offerdahl. And gave you some great years of football enjoyment if you're a Dolphins fan. Now, he's not in the Hall of Fame. We learned this earlier. I was reading a liner. We had Alan Hearns on. Today's a Football Friday. We had Alan Hearns on. And the Dolphins give me, you know, some stuff to promote for them. And it says, in celebration, I think this sounds like a great event. In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, join the Miami Dolphins tomorrow, noon till 4, Hard Rock Stadium, for the Fantennial Celebration presented by Pepsi. The event is free and open to all fans and will include the opportunity to take photos with the authentic Hall of Fame busts of all 10 Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductees. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff, too. This is a really fun afternoon. You can go to dolphins.com/NFL100. But after I read it, when Alan Hearns was on with us, I said to you, could you name all 10 Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductees?
I got to five.
And he got to five. And then I started looking at them online. Chris Carter is considered a Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductee.
Viking.
Bill Parcells is considered a Miami Dolphin Hall of Fame inductee.
Giant.
Junior Seau is considered a Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductee.
Everybody knows that's the Chargers.
And Thurman Bleepin Thomas is considered a Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductee.
We know that Chris Carter caught, what was it, seven balls?
Nine
receptions.
Nine passes
Dolphins.
In his Dolphins career.
17 targets.
How about Thurman
games.
Thomas? What do you think Thurman Thomas rushed for in his Dolphins career? I'm going to find out.
71 yards.
71 yards?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I mean, dude had a Hall of Fame career. With the Miami Dolphins, he rushed for a total of 136 yards. Out of his
broke the century mark.
Out of his 12,074 rushing yards, 136 of them came with the Dolphins, and his Hall of Fame bust is going to be on display tomorrow at Hard Rock.
That's special.
That's crazy talk.
I forget about Thurman Thomas playing for the Dolphins.
Thurman Thomas. He played how many seasons? 88 to 11 seasons with the Bills and then one kind of season with the Dolphins in 2000.
9 games played for the Dolphins. 0 starts. 28 carries. Come on, Thurman. Average 5 yards a pop, though, baby.
1 TD and 1 fumble.
5 yards a pop, baby.
136 of Thurman Thomas's 12,074 yards came during his Hall of Fame career with the Miami Dolphins. And you can see his Hall of Fame bust tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. Funny, man.
I'm going to take one with Thurman.
All right, we got to do the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour next. And you know, 5 o'clock on Fridays, I mean, we try to do it Funky Buddha style.
It is a ball.
It is a ball. And then we'll play Dan Day's montage of all the stuff that you may have missed this week. It's about to go off in about 8 minutes. It's going to go off.
Y'all got to check out J&K Roofing. I can't stand to have people to have terrible roofs. You have a house, your loved ones in there, all your valuables, and your roof is garbage? Go to J&K. They have been the premier roofing company of South Florida for 41 years. They know what they're doing. 41 years in this, residential and commercial. No job too big, no job too small, and they know exactly what customers want from them. Quality and service. That's what everybody wants. High-quality roofing materials, what they're going to give you, and their skilled workers are so awesome. Reliable, safe, experienced, respectful, professional, and J&K is not going to spread. Bring up all the hidden charges on you. They know 41 years, you know what it takes to put a roof on. You know what it takes to restore or replace a roof. And they're not going to add $100 here or there and have your price doubled by the end. They don't do that. They're just going to put a beautiful roof on your home, on your business, and make you happy. Roof restoration. They will get your roof in perfect working order. They'll repair all the damages and get rid of mold and moss that can continue the damage for years to come. And down here with the hurricane, down here with all the weather change, waterproofing's big. Because all the weather change goes up and down. You know, you don't need a new roof, but you just need some small places fixed. They are professionals at waterproofing. A couple-year-old roof that does not need to be replaced. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they got it all. And commercial customers, they are going to talk to you because they do not want to disrupt your business. J&K is a business, and they want to help you out. They are going to talk to you and figure out a way to install or repair or replace your roof without disrupting your business. They want to help you out because they know what it takes to run a business. For the best roofing company in the world, call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663. That is J&K Roofing.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.